Ayana, Ayana. Salutations to all the realized saints and sages, the past, present and future. May the grace of the great God be upon all of us and guide us the way we should be guided. Today we are talking certain subjects that ought to come to the mind of every individual who is not satisfied by simple days of sleep, eating, running about and the like. We are born in the human frame for some higher cause. The higher cause happens to be achieving higher planes of peace and non-disturbance, which will facilitate in turn to contemplate upon the greatest supreme Ishvara in all our single-pointed devotion. This human frame by itself has got elements like senses, indriyas, intellect, etc., and mastered by the Atma or the soul. As the being evolves to higher planes, the grip of the lower elements on the being is loosened steadily, stage by stage and periodically, and spontaneously, as though a first nature, quest for higher realities, quest for higher peace, quest for a higher cause, quest for knowing what is what, quest about the knowledge of the networks of Prarabdha in this world, and quest about the realities of nature, do start. This search is not for the one who has no desire for purity, who has no desire to cast away the animaldom in him, who is ever attracted towards crowds and the like, and who is most in extrovert on material objects. This science is not for such people. The Bhagavan himself declares, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate. So, unless graced to have a love of God, unless graced to be delinked with other factors that are within the three modes of material nature, and unless aided to have a stable and more and more craving mentality to love the Lord, and unless the Lord graces and makes a man understand that he is supreme reality, and unless one is made to understand the biggest love, the supreme mercy, supreme everything that is truly satiating is completely in the Lord and Lord alone, all integrated simply like that. Unless all these type of realities are brought a little into the sight of the being by the grace, detachment, de-linking, and serenity, segregation, and liking for solitude, all that will not, sprout it at all. As long as one has not come to the plane, linking in the ordinary mental level, being brought down by elements fickle and frail, and sphered all along by emotions like sense, indriyas, intellect, etc., etc., involving and partaking in such planes only, days and nights, years and months, decades all roll along, affording no higher achievement for a normal person in the human court. The human court functions, but as long as this extra knowledge is not got, the Atma is not able to know itself distinct and separate, and it's all an integrated involvement. In this involvement, what things are available are only capable of reaching the peak of intellect and delinking and getting a control over the ordinary senses that drag a man hither and thither, attracted or repulsed by so many elements around, keeping alive the dualities,